So the Gemara says, "Ma'i triblin." What does a triblin mean? Gemara says, "Tonisa." It's a tonisa. Rashi says that's a min eris. It's a type of cedar tree. For the Gemara, I have a question. It says, "Alocho hoisifo le'inat lachson v'yistriblin v'chsosin ubnei suach." Says the added on to the lochas of Shemitah of Shriyas, he added on these pears also. That these type of pears also have a nisa Shemitah on them. That this alachson, this type of a fruit, and ustriblin, this type of a fruit, it has nisa Shriyas. Now the question is, v'yis takotad, if you can think and tell me, ustriblin, turnisa, that ustriblin means, or turnisa, and the way Rashi learns, it means an error is a cedar tree. So must the question, Me'isa b'shvius, is there an Issa shvius upon a cedar tree? To its name, learn like this. Zahaklal, this is the general rule. Kol sheyeshla ikar, yeshla shvius. Anything that has roots that stay in the ground, so it has an Issa shvius on Shemitah, it has Kedusha shvius on the Paris. For kol sheyem lo ikar, again, kol sheyem lo ikar, anything that does not have roots that stays in the grounds, is ain lo shvius, it does not have Kedusha shvius on it. So Chul Gemara means to ask the question that Erez also does not have an ikur in the ground. The Rashi says ain lo shvius umutalasas mem schera v'yena mitzavu le'achiran. So Chul, the question is that then Erez should also not have Kedusha shvius. So how come here it says the added on Kedusha shvius? So today they ask the obvious question, like an Erez tree, l'chur it has roots. About it, something that grows, about it has Kedusha Shriyas. What's the Gemara's question over here? So therefore, what's the question? What's exactly what it was Rashi mean? So it was a pshat. But there is learns here, the pshat the Gemara is Tonisa, not that the Havimina was, it was an Erez, a cedar tree, but it means a type of clay that comes out of the ground. So that does not have roots. That, the Gemara thought, does not have Kedusha Shriyas. So how could you say, Nehoi Sifon Aleihem? That was the question. Exactly, what does its triblin mean? And this the Gemara answers, El Omer Rav Safra, Peri the Arza, which Tribla means the fruits that come off the Erez, off the cedar tree. And these fruits do have an Ikka. These fruits do have Kedusha Shvius on them. And Bechain, the same thing, Kiyosi Rav and Omer Ablaza, Peri the Arza, it means special fruits that grow off the cedar tree. So these type of fruits the Goyim use to worship their Avodah Zarah with. Therefore, it's also to sell these type of fruits to goyim. Then the Mishnah says, "Benois suach," also type of figs. The Gemara says, "Omar Rabba Barachon, Omar Rav Yechanon, Tini Chivrosa." It means white figs. White figs. These are special type of figs that the goyim use to worship their Avodah Zarah. Then the Mishnah says, "Uptatoros, Omar Rabba Barachon, Omar Rav Yechanon, Biftutrasayim Shano." Means to say these two type of fruits, either the figs or the peyru, the yarza, with the stem, that's the way they use it for the avodah zarah. Levoina, Omer Rav Yitzchak, Omer Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Levoina zak, it means pure frankincense, this they use for to burn and to smell in front of their avodah zarah. Tani, we learned, Omikulon moichum lehem chavila, that you're allowed to sell them a whole bunch of these, either peyru, the yarza, or b'nai suach, or levoina. It's just a small amount you can't sell, they'll use it for Avodah Zarah. You sell them a whole bunch, then it's muta, because we say for sure, he's only buying it to sell it. He's not going to use it, Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, V'kama chavila, how much is a chavila? Pirish Rabbi Yudah ben Maseira in chavila, p'chusim mishloi shimonim. Can't be less than gimamonim. So the Gemara asks the question, so what? Falechesh du mozol umaz bin liachrini, umakatri. Maybe this guy that you're selling it to, true, the first one is not going to use it himself because he's buying a mass amount, but maybe he's going to sell it to another guy, and the second guy will use it for the Avodah Zarah. So there still should be an Issa Lifnei Iver. You're causing a guy to worship the Avodah Zarah. So Moran says, Omer Abaya, Alifnei Mafkadinan. True, a Jew has to be careful not to cause even a guy to do an Avera. Rav Lifnei Iver. But we don't have to be careful for like double removed. Here, when you sell to the first guy, that first guy himself will not worship. He will not use it. He's buying it to sell. What are we afraid about? That maybe that guy will sell to another guy. So it's like the guy is being over Lifneiva. Now we don't have to worry about. We only have to worry about our Isurim. Not about when the guy sells it to another guy, we don't have to worry about the guy's Lifneiva. And we'll see later the Tosfos Lev, the Esker for Stirum, that later the Gemara says, if you're selling it to a Jew, and you're afraid that Jew will sell it to a Goy, it's also. Because if the one you give it to is a Jew, so that Jew has an Issa Lifnei Iver not to give it to a Goy. So then the first Jew is also to sell to the second Jew. But over here, when you're selling it to a Goy, Mashma, this first Goy, Goyim do not have an Issa Lifnei Iver. They don't have to worry about Lifnei Iver for another Goy. So therefore, you're allowed to sell to the first Goy. You don't have to worry about that Goy's Issa of Lifnei Iver in front of the second Goy. Then the Mishnah says, V'tana Golovin, a white chicken. Omer Rav Yoyin, Omer Rav Zera, Omer Rav Zvid, Nimer Rav Zvid, V'ikud Amasni, someone like this. Omer Rav Yoyin, Omer Rav Zera, Tarnagol Lemi Muta. If a guy comes in and says, who has a chicken? So Muta, Limcholoi, Muta, Limcholoi, Tarnagol Ofen, you're even allowed to sell him a white chicken. Since he said clearly, Stam, he wants a chicken, he did not say a white one, so we say he wants it to eat with, and therefore you let us sell him even a white one. What about if a guy comes in and says, Tana girl love and me, who has a white chicken? Then also limcholoi, Tana girl love, and then it's also to sell him a white chicken. That's where Rav Zvid learns aloch. It depends. If the guy says clearly he wants a white chicken, it's also. If his stam says, who has a chicken? Then you let us sell him even a white one, because we say he only wants it for eating purposes. So let's see. Tanan runs in our Mishnah. If you do, I'm there. Moicher hu loy tarnagol lovin. Yes, it says in our Mishnah Tanan. If you do, I'm there. Moicher hu loy tarnagol lovin. Ben hatarnagolim. You let us sell a white chicken to a guy if you sell him amongst other ones. So hechidomi. What's the case talking about in our Mishnah? Hilem, if you want to tell me the karma that the guy came in and said, tarnagol lovin lemi. Tarnagol lovin lemi. Who has a white chicken? So you want to tell me then afilu ben hatarnagolim namiloi? Like, not tell me, but I mean the more yes, then even if you want to sell him a few of them, for sure it should be yasa. Even though you're selling him 20 and only two white ones, it should be yasa. Because the yes clearly for white ones, you know that he needs them for the avodah zarah. So that can't be the case of our Mishnah. El rather love to komar tarnagol lemi, tarnagol lemi. The guy came in stam and said, who has a chicken? And afilu hachi, even so, even in this case, the Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only mutter to sell him ben hatanagol lemin, bifneyatz maloi. You can sell him a few chickens, and one or two could be white, but to sell him a white one by itself, it's also. So, of course, not like Rabbi Zvid, lo tanakamo, afilu ben hatanagol lem namiloi. According to the tanakamo, bichlal, it's also to sell him a white one, even amongst the black ones. So why, according to Rabbi Zvid, since the guy only is for tanagol stam, it should be mutter. So, according to Kasha and Rabbi Zvid, so the Mor says, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Hocha b'mayas kinun. You know what Amish is talking about? The guy in the Yomar, Zeh v'zeh. The guy came in and said, listen, I want white ones and I want black ones. That's what the guy said. So that's the Machlokes then. That is that Tanakama says, since he mentioned white ones, you can't sell them at all. And the Yudals know, since he said both of them, if you sell them a few of them, the other ones also, just like the other ones he needs for eating purposes, must probably the white ones also he needs for eating purposes. But if it only said Tana Gol Stam, it could be then it would be Muta. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, yes, Maria. Whereas Tani Nami Yochai, bring a proof like this also. Tani Nami Yochai, we learn like this also. Omer Rav Yehuda, Yehuda said in the Tosefta, Omer Rav Yehuda, Ein Masai, Bizman Shom Tana Gol Ze Lovon. When do we say it's awesome? If the guy says clearly, give me this white chicken. Then it's also to sell him a white one. Avoloma zev zeh muta. But if he says I want white ones and black ones, then it's muta. Fiafilu oma tanagol zeh. Even in the case where the guy said I want this white chicken, or the kachavim shosim mishto lebenoi. If you know the guy is going to make now a party for the wedding of his son, or else you know this guy has somebody sick in his house. And then you have a right to say that he wants the chicken either for the wedding or for the sick person to become healthy with. So muta, then you're allowed to sell him even this white chicken because then he's not going to use it for that avodah zarah. I call upon him to see clearly if you're just talking about that when the guy says zev is there, that's the shiloh that there are sometimes even when he says zev is there that it's muta to sell him amongst other ones. Yeah. Now, Smurf's the question, what are you telling me now? that if the guy buys it for chasna, for the wedding, it's okay. I bought now, we learned before, Oyvei kechavim she'osa mishto lebenoi, a guy that makes a wedding for a son, and also lo'isu hayoim, v'yoisu ish bovad, that you're not allowed to do business with that guy, and at that day, the day he's making his wedding. Now, oisa hayoim v'yoisu ish miyuosa, that day and that person is also to do business with him. Why? Because by the wedding, we say he's going to be moida to the avodah zarah. So you see, the goyim, at the time of the wedding, do worship the avodah zarah. So how could you tell him here, you're allowed to sell him a white chicken for the chasna? So my answer is, Omer Rav Yitzchok bar Rav Meshashio bitav zig tenan. Here we're not talking about a wedding, we're talking about stama party, like Rashi says. A party they make before the chuppah. Stama engagement party. So by this party here, they did not worship the avodah zarah, therefore here, they want the chicken for food, you let us sell him even a white one. Tanan wrote like this in the Mishnah, Feshar kolat vorm, all other things, stam man mutzi, let us sell them stam. Well, pirushin also, if they say clearly they want it for avodah zarah, then it's also. So now, my stam and my pirushin, what does the Mishnah mean, stam, what does it mean, pirush? Elaim, if you want to tell me, stam dekoma chiti chivrito. Stam is stam, the guy said, sell me some white wheat. So of course it's mutter. Pirushin means the kamal avodas kechavim. The guy said, listen, I want this wheat for worship, to worship the avodah zarah. The Gemara says, this can't be the pshat.